The Dangerous Allure of Criticism. I shall no more allow world criticism to destroy the beauty of my flower heart home. Shri Chinmoy. Look at the moon. Do you notice its blemishes? Or do you feel its softness, sweetness, beauty, purity, and luminosity? Our world is a projection and reflection of our own consciousness. When we are sad, the world is ugly. When we are happy, the world is beautiful. So, to see and feel peace, love, and joy around us, we must first find peace, love, and joy in our own hearts. The world is comprised of human beings like you and me. We are the world. Like each of us, the world is a dynamic mixture of strengths and weaknesses, positives and negatives, inspiring and disheartening qualities. We see ourselves reflected in the world we perceive. If we are conflicted, we see a world of conflict. While we are aggrieved, we perceive injustice everywhere. When flooded with love, we feel the goodness in every heart. Just as dwelling on the negative in ourselves increases the negative we see all around us, so focusing on the negative around us brings forth and empowers the negative within us. This is why criticism of others and the world in general is such a self-harmful and destructive habit, the ultimate own goal. The solution? To protect yourself and the world, avoid the company of critics and eschew the easy indulgence of criticism. To achieve permanent immunity, love and focus always and only on the good, the beautiful, the inspiring. May my love of divinity take away once and for all the breath of my world criticism. Shri Chinmoy. The lover of the moon is oblivious to its imperfections. They dissolve in its beauty. Thus, in silence, the destructive power of criticism melts in the oneness sunshine of meditation.